It's time now for the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt of Roan Mountain, Tennessee. And now, Pastor Honeycutt with God's message for today.
In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. The same was in the beginning with God. All things were made by Him, and without Him was not anything made that was made. In Him was life, and the life was the light of men. And the light shineth in darkness, and the darkness comprehended it not. Let's pray together. Father, thank you for the precious, eternal Word of God. Thank you for our perfect Savior, Jesus Christ. Father, thank you for a simple truth. And Lord, thank you for the day that you just simply saved us by a simple faith in the Lord Jesus. Lord, we couldn't buy it. We couldn't trade for it. You gave us salvation by simple faith. And it's all in the Lord, not of works that we've done, but it's all in Jesus Christ. And Father, help us today to just come to realize that it's all about Him. It's not about us, but it's about our precious Lord. Father, I pray today as we bow, Lord, would you let the Holy Spirit of God kindle our heart. Father, draw us to you. Fill us with your Spirit. God, we'd ask you not for the wisdom of the world, but Lord, for that spiritual part of God, that anointing, that power of God in our life. And Father, keep your hand upon us. Don't let us to get lost to ourselves, but God, may we be under your hand and under your power. And Lord, I pray today, Lord, bless your people. Bless every man of God, every evangelist, every missionary, every servant of God that you've called, right in the place where you've placed him. Oh God, may we be that servant and do that ministry that you want us to do. God, would you keep your hand on this little ministry here? Help us to be faithful. And Lord, put in our hearts, in our souls, God, let the word be real. And save the lost, and we'll praise you. In Jesus' lovely name we ask it. Amen and amen. This is the Open Bible Hour, and this is Brother Jerry Honeycutt. Thank you so much. So good to be with you today. Now, the goodness of the Lord. I want you to turn back with me, if you will, today to the book of Acts, chapter number 28. And yesterday, we left the broadcast with verse number 23. And if you will, I want us to go right back to that verse today. And I want you to take a look at it. And what is this verse really speaking to us about? What's the most important thing that we have that's in the world today? Jesus came into this world, and what has he given us? The Word of God. This Bible is the most important book that there is. How can we know about God? Through the Bible. How can we know about Christ? Through the Bible. How can we know about sin? Through the Bible. And God has given us the Scriptures. And what are the Scriptures? That which is written down. An old man of God, I'll never forget listening to him one day, and he said, "Son, did you know this is a, do you know what kind of Bible this is?" Well, we look at it as King James. Yes, it is. And maybe the company that printed it, we might even call out that this is a Ryrie or a Schofield or or a Thompson chain or whatever it is. But you know what this Bible is? This is a Jewish Bible. Do you know something? In the Old Testament, God gave the law. God had Moses to write it on stone. Who did he give it to? To God's people. Who were God's people? The Jewish people. God's chosen people. He said, I have chosen you, not because of you, many of you, but I have chosen you because God does the choosing. God does the placings. In fact, the more I read in the Bible, the Lord actually tells us about the place. Well, the place is so important. Well, where is it right now? Zion, Jerusalem, that's where the throne is. Where's the battle going on right now? Why is it that every nation in the world hates Israel? Why is it that every country wants to destroy Jerusalem? What is it? Why is it that even in these days, that even here in America, that was set up on basically on the Word of God, that we have had presidents and leaders that so hypocritical and hate God, and now they are turned against God's people and against God's word. And God has given us a president right now, Mr. Trump. He was not a politician, hallelujah, I'm glad he wasn't. He's a businessman. But what's he trying to do? Oh, hey, he's trying to get our attention, to get us to realize how important Jerusalem is, Israel, and the Word of God. And isn't it amazing that our elected officials and our news media and our educational system and, religion itself is so against any man of God that takes a stand for God's people. Can I say to you, this Bible that we have, God entrusted the Word of God in the hand of the... They preserved it. And then, hallelujah, something wonderful happened. In other words, man had become so sinful that God sent His Son into this world, Jesus Christ. He became man. He is the incarnate Son of God. And He came with grace and He came with truth. And can I say to you, every word that came out of His mouth, may I say, this Bible is the very breath of God. It's the very inspired Word of God. It amazes me that in our colleges and our universities, especially our theological seminaries are supposed to be theological. And I've been taught this all of my life, that the Bible is the very inspired Word of God, from the mouth of God. But what's happened today? The reasoning of men is doing away with the Word of God. But I mean, after all, preacher, this old King James Bible that you're reading out of, it's so outdated. Oh, so you have become so highly educated that you have now a complete degree of philosophy and stupidity? I believe that's just about what it amounts to. Folks, faith cometh by hearing. Hearing cometh by the Word of God. You remove the pure Word of God, where's your faith? You remove the pure Word of God, and where is God? So, what is this? What's the book of Acts about? The work of the Holy Spirit. Can I say this? The book of Acts We've seen the Holy Spirit move with the men and deliver and move and send them from place to place. And what has he been doing? Sending them all the way into the world. And the devil wants to fight it and destroy it by religion and by reasoning and by governments, no matter where in history that it's gone. And here, where is the church today? Well, in the book of Revelation, you take the history of the church from the, in other words, from the book of Revelation. You turn there, and we've already talked through that book. But, oh, what is the book of Revelation about? Why, it's about nothing than the Lord Jesus Christ. And the you take the church, it goes all the way through to chapter 4. In other words, the first three chapters is about the church age. From the beginning of the church when Christ set it up, all the way through to chapter 3. And then in chapter 4, can I say to you, the things which are hereafter. And there's a throne in heaven, hallelujah. And who's on that throne? Glory to God. God's still in charge. And where's the church? Hey, we are right now at the end of the church age. And we've got a battle on our hand. Look at this scripture in verse number 23 again. And when they, the Jewish brethren, had appointed him, Paul, a day, there came many to him in his lodging. God has let Paul go through every kind of a battle. But at the end of his life, hallelujah, when I read the book of Acts, here's a man that is doing God's will, and he's going to die in peace. He may die under the very control of Rome, but he's going to die peacefully, quietly. And what's he going to be believing? The Word of God. He's going to be believing in Jesus Christ that saved him in his heart. There's going to be peace and contentment. And he never stops preaching. He never stops proclaiming the Word of God. He continues to go on to proclaim the Word of the Lord. And folks, you know what the business of the church is? How we need to stay with the Word of God. And the truth, faith cometh by hearing, hearing by the Word of God. I got saved by hearing the Word. You got saved by hearing the Word. And how important this Bible is. Until next time, God bless you.
You have just heard the Open Bible Hour broadcast with Pastor Jerry Honeycutt. If you feel today's message has been a blessing to you, address all correspondence to the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. That's the Open Bible Hour, Post Office Box 100, Roan Mountain, Tennessee, 37687. Until next time, may God richly bless you.